25. Holly drove to the Boltons, sitting upright, hands on the wheel at 10 and 2, listening as Yoon made the calls. Bill Samuels was horrified to learn that Howie Gold and Alec Pelley were dead, but Yoon cut off his questions. There would be time for questions and answers later, but that time was not now. Samuels was to re-interview all the witnesses who had been previously questioned, beginning with Willow Rainwater. He was to tell her straight out that serious questions had been raised about the identity of the man she had taken from the strip club to the train station in Dubrow. Was she still sure that person had been Terry Maitland?
"Try to question her in a way that plants doubts," Yoon said. "Can you do that?"
"Sure," Samuel said. "I've been doing it in front of juries for the last 5 years, and based on her statement, Ms. Rainwater already has a few. So do the other witnesses, especially since that tape of Terry at the convention in Cap City went public. It's got 500,000 hits just on YouTube. Now tell me about Howie and Alec."
"Later. Time is tight, Mr. Samuels. Talk to the wits, starting with Rainwater.
And something else. The meeting we had 2 nights ago. This is muy importante, so listen up."
Samuels listened. Samuels agreed, and Yoon moved on to Jeannie Anderson. That call was longer, because she both needed and deserved a fuller explanation. When he finished, there were tears, but perhaps mostly of relief. It was awful that men had died, that Yoon himself had been injured, but her man and her son's father was okay. Yoon told her what she needed to do, and Jeannie agreed to do it immediately. He was preparing to make the third call to FC Chief of Police Rodney Geller when they heard more sirens, this time approaching. 2 Texas Highway Patrol cars blasted by them, headed for the Marysville hole.
"If we're lucky," Yoon said, "maybe one of those troops is the guy who talked to the Boltons. Stape, I think his name was."
"Sipe," Holly corrected. "Owen Sipe. How's your arm?"
"Still hurts like blue fuck. I'm going to take those other 2 Motrin."
"No. Too much all at once can damage your liver. Make the other calls. But first, go to Recents and delete the ones you made to Mr. Samuels and Mrs. Anderson."
"You would have made a hell of a crook, senorita."
"Just being careful. Prudente." She didn't look away from the road. It was empty, but she was that kind of driver. "Do it, then make the rest of your calls."